Our co-host, Melissa Black, has been in Blacksburg since Monday. She went to the center of campus today, and she has these reflections on how the community has pulled together.
If you look around this huge sloping field that's at the center of campus here, it's called the Drill Field. On every tree, all around, you'll see ribbons in the school colors, orange and maroon, and also black ribbons of mourning. On Main Street, there are yellow ribbons tied to the lampposts. You'll see signs outside a car wash, the Dairy Queen, saying, "Please pray with us. Our thoughts and prayers are with Virginia Tech." And there has been a lot of prayer in Blacksburg this week. On Tuesday, I listened in as a dozen or so clergy members got together to try to figure out how best to help here. And one request had gone out for candles.
We've got lots of candles at St. Mary's.
I promised them all our candles.
Thousands of those flickering candles were lifted into the night on this field here on Tuesday. Students and townspeople gathering at the center of campus for a vigil. And last night I went to a remembrance service at Blacksburg Baptist Church. Family members of one of the students killed filled several rows and were embraced tightly by friends. "We never imagined the terror would come to our little town," the pastor said. "We gather as hurting and broken people, but not as defeated people, just as the Amish families showed us. Help us find a way to love." Next week, classes will resume here at Virginia Tech, graduation just a few weeks away. In Blacksburg, there is enormous pride in this school. They call it Hokey Pride, after their nickname. On one of the many memorial message boards that have sprouted around campus, someone has written, "You can't keep a Hokey down." A couple of days ago, across this field where I am now, I talked to two seniors, Robert Standing and Will Huggins. They were passing by Norris Hall. That's where the mass shootings took place.
I like to think that we're a close-knit family around here, and I really think everybody associated with the school, all the Hokies around the world, will come up and definitely raise up and get together and, make some kind of positive come out of this.
You can't forget about it. I mean, I think that's the worst thing you can do is forget about it. I mean, these people basically die for nothing if you do. But you do have to move on, keep it with you, and do the best you can to honor them, I guess.
Tomorrow has been informally declared Orange and Maroon Effect Day. People around the country are asked to wear the Virginia Tech colors to show support for this school and this town. I'm Melissa Block on the campus of Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia.